Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher?
Yep.
What happened the last time you went to a concert?
I get invited on stage, of course.
What's the best thing about Jimmy Buffett songs?
They help broads get drunk.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard this. You know how everybody's croaking? Jimmy Buffett himself has croaked.
I thought he died 10 years ago and no one told him.
I mean, you know, poor guy, whatever. God bless him. I wasn't a huge fan. Put it this way. I could have written a song, living on sponge cake, watching a fucking sunbake. If I knew it was that fucking easy, I'd have 30 albums out by now. Come on.
He had a couple of good, like, catchy songs. If you're all I'm not into, like, island music. Jamaican and all that shit, and the steel drum. I'm not into it.
If I'm down there fucking doing it, doing some ganja, I don't mind some steel fucking drums and doing the whole scene.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the thing, though, is that fucking Jimmy Buffett is not fucking traditional island music.
No.
He's the white version of it, and it's not even like, because, I mean, island music is reggae. You know, that's what that's what island music is. His music, he created his own genre. It's the fucking island drunk.
Oh, he's good at it. I mean, he made mint.
He made a billionaire.
Was he a billionaire?
You know, that wasn't even the original, his chain of Margaritaville and all that.
Yep.
The original one was a standalone, unrelated to him, and all places in Ohio somewhere.
Oh, good, yeah.
But then he started it, and he trademarked it. The first guy didn't really trademark it.
Oh.
I saw on the Vegas Strip, he has a place.
Yeah.
And every time you walk by, there's a million fucking drunks yelling shit at you, like hanging off. Right?
Yeah.
24/7, you go by there, there's a million fucking drunk people in there.
Yeah, he's got his own casino pretty much at fucking odds at Atlantic City.
You know what it comes down to? We don't like to see people having fun,
no,
being parrot heads and drinking and having a good time. You go, fuck you. Put on your stupid shirt and your fucking hat, although my hat's cool and different. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I heard that, like, one decade he was in the top 10, like, attendance-wise for concerts.
Yes.
Which is, you know, maybe it was the 90s or something, but it kind of amazed me.
I mean, Cheeseburger in Paradise? Come on. What the fuck is that? Is that a good song?
Well,
it's not
a good
song. Let's face it, you know, a lot of the people where they come from, they're not too smart.
Yeah.
His fans.
Yeah, I'm into more fucking Marilyn Manson shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I could take him more than Buffett, I think.
Yeah,
didn't he become friends with Warren Buffett just because of their last name?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. I think they called each other cuz. No relation, yeah. But yeah, I think they ended up doing some business together, too.
I mean, the guy's a fucking genius. God bless him. He put a nice little thing together for himself. Yep. But see how simple-minded the people are to go along with such a primitive fucking basic concept?
It's, you know what? I would refer to it. I would call it baby music for drunken vacationers.
Right.
That's what I would call, like, because you listen to it, it all sounds like fucking nursery rhymes to me.
Doesn't it?
It's all just like...
Yeah, not complicated.
No.
Anyone can learn the words.
That's what I'm saying. We should have fucking done
basic.
It.
He had a nice soothing voice, nice way about him.
Yeah.
You know.
Sing along.
I mean...
He was like the Frank Sinatra of fucking white trash America, let's face it.
Be honest, though. If you're in your car or whatever, and fucking Margaritaville comes on, tell me you change the fucking channel like I do.
Yeah, well,
instantaneously.
Oh, yeah. It's not a song I want to fucking sit there and listen to.
Never do I want to hear it again.
It's a song you listen to when you're in fucking line at TJ Maxx. It's right, so like
what,
fucking...
What are you subjected to? You have no choice.
And what, Hamburger in Paradise or something?
Cheeseburger
in Paradise, right?
I like the backdoor cheeseburger when she's bent over.
Oh, yeah. That's
if he had backdoor cheeseburger in Paradise as a song.
Backdoor hot dog.
Then I'd buy every fucking album he came out with.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and like, a lot of his songs, like the songs that weren't like the hits and stuff, are pretty much just like songs about being like local bar trash,
right?
You know, just like banging fucking strangers, right, and fucking getting wasted, like waking up at fucking like that whole island,
like my life, in other words,
hippie life. Well, like these people are the people that basically they get all fucking blacked out the night before, they wake up at fucking 1 in the afternoon, they put their boat in the fucking water, they splash around for a couple of hours, and then they fucking
they live down in Florida. Key West. I remember I went to Key West years ago, right? And it was all about what he does, basically. It was kind of before he really hit it big. And you'd go around these fucking bars in the middle of the day, and there were fucking guys like ex-bankers with long hair now, drinking fucking rum at 2 in the afternoon with a Hawaiian shirt, going, quit corporate life, man. Came down here 20 years ago.
I hear that all the time. And well, people to go down,
right? Yeah. And they just decide to fucking bum it. So Buffett fucking capitalized on that. He became the voice of those people.
I was at one of his places down in Florida near Sarasota. What the hell's the next city over from Sarasota? Pretty sure it was a Buffett place.
Fucking. Yeah, he's got his hands in everything, and he's got a fucking... Dude, do you remember those goddamn blenders, how big they were?
Yeah, vaguely.
I have one of those.
You do?
Yeah, okay. It's in the box. We never fucking opened it.
He hates them so much he has one.
My wife bought it.
Dude, those things first were like second, $500.
It's a fucking box. Second, yeah. They work really nice because I've seen them work at people's houses. Yeah. She bought one. It's been in Maine in the box. Never, ever opened in 3 years. I keep saying I want
to
do it.
Perfect fit to make money. I mean, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Margaritas, right?
You know?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's really no different from it. I mean, it's a good blender, but like, when he dropped that thing, those things were like $500.
Fucking huge, yeah.
They were big money, and everybody fucking wanted them, too.
I think she paid beans.
His last concert he did was in Rhode Island. It was like it really? Impromptu, right? Yeah. A couple months ago?
Yeah, unbelievable.
I think it was, when did he die? In August? August, right? So I think.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago, right?
I think like, beginning of the summer, maybe May to June or something, his last public appearance, which wasn't going to get paid for, he was in Rhode Island somewhere. I think one of the guys in his band was going to be there, and he went down and performed.
There is something about guys, because we're getting a little older, you and I, in the fourth quarter, even though we get fucking, we look like stallions still, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
But when guys start fucking dropping the billions of dollars, only a few years really older than us, you go, oh, fuck. There's something very disconcerting about it.
He had like a skin cancer. I don't know if that was from being in the sun, though. With his lifestyle, he's probably in the sun
a lot. How about if it's all that?
I don't know if it was related. They said it was a rare form.
Yeah. Then it turned into something else. Great.
And I'm sorry, but hey, if you're going to be one of those fucking booze bags that sits at a fucking pool bar fucking next to a fucking tiki hut your entire fucking life, and you just sit there and drink fucking 5 days a week, maybe you had it coming.
Yeah. You know, I mean, 76? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's not,
not a bad run, not a great run.
That's not good.
Average, right? Average age.
Point of view, that's not good.
I think U.S. male is 74 now, I believe.
Going down.
Great Britain.
It's going down.
Great Britain, 77. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
COVID made it go down a year.
The white male is going down faster than any.
More ways than one.
That's true.
And I'm sure that, like, tour life knocked a couple of years off.
He's probably
too.
A party.
But he looked great. When you used to see him, he looked fit. He looked good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked like Larry David with long hair.
Yeah.
Wasn't his band called the Reefer Band or something?
The Coral Reefer Band.
Motif.
Was he known for smoking weed?
I don't think he was a weed guy.
No, I mean, I mean,
to call it Coral Reef.
I don't even think he was a big fucking partier. I think it was all for show.
No, he was. Well, he started a cannabis company in 2018.
Did he?
Yeah.
What are we waiting for?
He's in on it.
Be a man. Experience.
These musicians, or whatever you want to call, I mean, you know, he's a musician that make it to this level. Gee, just think, somebody gave him a fucking guitar when he was a little kid.
Yeah,
strum this guitar. Want to play the guitar, and it turns into that, like the Beatles or any successful fucking guy. But it all started with that little. Here you go. Can you fucking imagine?
Well, I did my homework, so I don't think he picked up the guitar until he was in college.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Right? Is that true?
Yeah.
Did he play? He went to a music school for saxophone or something?
Then he was in a country band.
He's lying. These guys always like to say they do it on purpose.
Because is he from Mississippi or Alabama?
Yeah, Mississippi.
Right down there somewhere. Seemed like a nice enough guy.
Yeah.
But, always happy. Never heard anything bad about
him. I felt bad about it.
It's just, you know what it was? It was a regular fucking guy who in his 40s made it big, right?
Yeah. No,
out of nowhere.
I felt bad. I mean, he's been around forever. People love him.
Yep. Yeah.
Your boy Callahan was a parrot head.
Yeah. So
I remember telling me that
so
years ago.
So was Portnoy.
Parrot heads.
Yeah. Portnoy put out, I feel like a member of my family just died.
I respect him as a entertainer. I do not respect him as a musician. I think his music is fucking garbage. I think his fans are trashy people. I think they all are. It's like, you look at the female fucking bass, they're all like that lady named Susan that's like 53, that's at the local bar with a weird, her weird tit hanging
out. Yeah, all I can think about is fucking prune-faced ladies.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure during the 90s you had a chance. Yeah, right. Of the shows like being like hot chicks, but now they're just like I'd imagine it's just all trashy fucking like New Hampshire and fucking like
fucking New Hampshire. It's true.
Yeah, New Hampshire broads.
I know. Didn't he sell out Gillette?
He sells out. He sold out everywhere.
Mean, yeah, but then he was doing like what's the place down in Mansfield? It's called now.
Greatwoods,
Xfinity or whatever it is, right?
So Greatwoods are nothing.
I think you do like. Two nights there in a row, so that holds 15?
You see, he banged places out, the guy.
I mean, it's a party. It's a, you know.
Yeah.
It's a party.
You see, it gets down to like rip bother because you don't like to see people having
fun. I just don't
fun.
Like that type of music.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, anything like.
Not even Bob Island Marley? Music.
No, I'm not a big fan.
Legalize it, yeah.
See, I'm okay.
gonna make some hard rock, man. I'm happy.
I'm gonna step in here just for a second with the fact that fucking, I mean, Jimmy Buffett has nothing to do with reggae. I really enjoy roots reggae music. I fucking love it. I think that's island music. That's a good vibe. Jimmy Buffett is like fucking
too happy for me.
You can tell that fucking he has that country flair because that's what it is. He tells songs about you know, basically his pickup truck and his fucking old dog.
Yeah.
You know, my fucking fan boat and my fucking.
That music's too happy for me.
Yeah, it's.
I hate happiness.
It's way too happy. It's way too bubblegummy. Way too sing alongy.
I got too much on my mind to fucking surrender to such bullshit.
I'm fucking miserable. I don't want to hear happy music.
Yeah, I want to listen to songs about fucking torment and fucking personal anguish and fucking.
Hurt myself today.
Yeah.
To see if I still feel. That's what I like.
Yeah.
That shit.
Like, I mean, music, like,
to me... a band called Nine Inch Nails,
that's right.
A great name.
And I prefer that version over the Johnny Cash version. Briefly, the Cash version was the rage with the epic video, true. Yeah. But then when it all subsides, right now, I only go to the Trent Reznor version when I want to hear that.
I get the Cash version on my playlist.
What do you like better, Trent Reznor or Cash?
I like Cash.
I like Reznor, and Reznor.
I go to Reznor, man. Yeah.
Reznor recently came out and said that he doesn't like that version. Oh.
He says it's Johnny's song now. He has said that.
He's his song now, but he's like, I don't like it.
They get some fucking great songs.
He's a very astute, smart kid. That fucking Reznor, him speak.
Oh, yeah.
He's no fucking boob.
Yeah, some of those guys surprise you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But how about these people 35 years, 40 years on, if then they're singing Margaritaville fucking full voice all out, go, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
You're still doing this?
That seems like the ultimate loser to me. Just like the fucking bar trash that's going to fucking, you know, I had to work a couple extra shifts so I could afford the fucking tickets to Jimmy.
Yeah, fucking man of the people, fucking $900 a ticket. Fuck off. All these guys, Springsteen, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with Springsteen?
Oh, the fucking ticket prices are insane.
No, didn't he?
Oh, he's sick again. He canceled another fucking couple of shows.
No, he's 74.
He's 74. He's looking a little old up there. See what he looks like?
But fucking Mick Jagger's 80 and going strong, 81.
Mick's in better shape.
They just came out with
a new album.
A new album.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Imagine them fucking skinny little Rolling Stones. They never gained a fucking
pound.
And he
fucking, like, I think Springsteen partied, but I don't think anything like the Rolling Stones did.
No.
He's just like a freak of nature.
Yeah, Springsteen, even though he's lean, obviously in better shape than me, but his movements, he kind of moves around like an old man. Have you seen how he moves on stage? Yeah. He's stiff looking, isn't he?
I haven't seen it. I know he was just down at, was he down at Foxborough?
Somewhere.
He was like at Fox Woods, I think, like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I think he came back to Foxborough.
Yes. Yeah. I've gone twice to him. That's enough for me.
Good con. Well, your buddy's in it.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, I went twice.
Did you see him when you went down?
Yeah. Years ago now.
Did you meet?
Oh, yeah. Went backstage.
Did you really?
Said hello to the fucking boss. Really? I go, well, to me, Elvis is the boss, but okay, boss.
Did you say that to him?
No. But Elvis was he was known as the boss, too, yeah. And the king.
He was, I mean, by here, Springsteen's a pretty cool shit.
He's a nice guy, but he's a hardcore lib.
Yeah, we know.
Yet he sells the fucking tickets for $1,000, whatever the fuck it is. It's a ridiculous price. Man of the people, balls.
He's got to eat.
Right. He eats a lot, man.
I mean, what are you doing? You're 74. You're doing a tour like that, like fucking excruciating tours, like two of them.
Oh, and he plays 4 hours.
What's he doing to himself?
He fucking loves the punishment, I guess.
I mean, I like the thing he did on stage. It's like the instrumental he did in New York. Is that on Netflix?
He did like a theater piece where he talked and played.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. But he's...
It was like on Broadway, I think.
I faded on him, too, over the years.
Yeah.
You know what? I like one of his songs, Tunnel of Love. That's that's on my playlist. An older one. Yeah. His other songs are all kind of anthemy and
yeah, you can go fuck off now.
He's okay. Just not my type of guy.
No. Too mainstream. Once they get fucking mainstream and the population loves it as a whole, not hip enough for me.
But I was like when I went up to college in the '70s, that's all like the mid '70s, that's all you heard.
Yeah.
Like UMass and you know, where I went. So that's all you heard was Springsteen.
Fucking
and Freebird.
Freebird. I know. Yeah. Only to be wiped out in a fucking plane crash. I know.
And it's still around.
Yeah. Like there's one left, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Because one
like the second cousin.
But I seen them down at Great Woods with ZZ Top.
Right. Although, say this, the brother sings. The guy who died, his brother.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like him and sounds just like him.
He was the lead singer in 38 Special.
Yeah, they didn't even miss a fucking beat. Go, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He was the lead singer in 38 Special.
They should have never said anything and just had the brother slip in. Nobody would have known nothing.
Yeah, no shit. You just dress him up differently. And fucking.
And the brother used to be barefoot on stage.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Get a feel for everything.
Southern rock motherfuckers.
You see some of those old music videos they got.
Yeah.
Fucking cool.
They were hardcore people. They liked to party too. But those people really party. Who knows how they got
their name? Who knows how they got their name?
I don't know.
I do not know. BMN.
I think it was named after their gym teacher who hated them or something.
Was that his full name? Leonard Skinner?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow. That's good trivia.
Yeah.
I think I heard, they had a unique way of getting their name. Yeah. I don't know that was it, though.
Yeah.
How about Kiss? They have a fucking rabid fan base.
Oh. Yeah.
Or they did up until they stopped, but.
But they made that comeback tour a couple of years ago and killed it.
Oh, yeah.
No, they got some good tunes. All the fucking makeup and shit aside, they got some good tunes.
Yeah, I was never big on Kiss.
I'm not a big fan of the fucking lead singer there.
Nah.
A little high on himself.
Which one? Gene Simmons?
Yes.
But he wasn't really the lead singer, was he?
The other guy was more so.
The head, he's more like the front
he's
man.
He's the boss. Yeah. So, Simmons. Fucking boss.
You see that reality show he had?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking punch him in the face.
Claims he banged what? Like fucking Will Chamberlain. Oh, he banged 1,000 women or whatever the fuck he says. The wife's sitting right next to him. He's telling her, you know, she knows.
Well, sometimes you do the math and you say it's not possible. Like Will Chamberlain, 10,000, all right? So that's one a day for 30 years. One a day for 30 years.
Right.
One a day for 30 years.
Speaking of which, did you watch the documentary on Will Chamberlain?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's fucking great.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes. Yeah. And they address that whole thing about the women. And they even say, he banged a lot, but not that many.
Maybe 1,000.
He said he banged 20,000 women.
Oh, is it 20? Okay. So it's one a day for 60 years.
Right.
Yeah. And he died when he was 55.
He did.
No, he was young.
Late 50s, maybe. Dropped dead.
Yeah, a guy that big, I mean, they have a lot of physical problems.
He may have fucked himself to death, if it's true. Right?
Be a man. Experience!
All of that stuff, like the Beatles, the Stones, like all of those like iconic fucking groups, that was the shit that fucking cool kids listened to, right?
Yeah.
They weren't listening to Jimmy fucking Buffett, were they?
They listened to Jimmy fucking Hendrix.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. You know?
That's Zeppelin, what I'm talking about.
Right?
That's what I'm
Zeppelin,
saying.
No.
Like, did you guys, so like growing up, like Margaritaville came out in what, 77? Did you guys, like, know people that fucking were like, oh, the song's fucking the shit, like, whenever it came out?
No, but I was always at places where people all happy came on and shit afterwards.
I will confess, when I first heard it, it was a little tiny place for it to be. Wasn't my favorite. I didn't grow. I mean, I grew to hate it more.
It was better than the disco shit that came out that time.
You know, I started to sour on it the more the years went by. But,
You know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, like, for me, like I said, like, I just fucking, I think it's, like, too simple of a kind of music for me. And obviously that simplicity attracts stupid fucking people. And that's what all of his fucking fans are. But, I mean, obviously, he fucking did something right. He has a fucking retirement community.
Yeah.
That's worth, it's worth like over a couple of $1 billion.
He monetized the shit out of it. He probably had his so-called cousin Warren up on on that.
But like, imagine that, like, fucking, like, you're one of those ladies. Your name's Paula. You work at the fucking Lucky Dog fucking down the street serving beers. You fucking retire for the rest of your life in a fucking fake Jimmy Buffett concert where you're fucking drinking all the time, and they have fucking like planes that look like they were down in distress.
Yeah, right.
They have like tiki bars and huts.
I just think of like people in trailer parks down the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I think about.
Yeah, the crash plane, like you're marooned on an island with a bottle of rum.
They're in an intercoastal.
Everybody wants
muddy,
to
intercoastal,
fuck.
It's fucking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got like the guy that's the head of maintenance and he's walking around in a Hawaiian shirt. It's like, fucking, what the fuck's going
on? Fucking,
here?
The guy monetized the shit out of it.
I know.
Shit.
He did. You think he went backstage and said, peeked out the curtain and go, look at these simple minded fucking morons.
Look at these stupid fucking
look
people.
At these dumb fucks. Little do they know I hate this and I go back and have a different life behind the closed doors. Fucking idiots.
But I mean, that's what it doesn't seem like it's music from the soul. It seems like it was music that was targeted for an exact fucking audience to fucking to make sales, because he made sales. He sold over 20 million fucking records. But does he have any fucking Grammys?
He had over 30 albums, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yep. But he never won a fucking Grammy. He's never won any type of fucking, like, musical award because his music is for fucking
morons.
How
about this? My top fucking 200 musicians, bands, he's not in it.
No, not mine either.
Anywhere.
No.
Nowhere near any of them.
Nope.
Nope.
Nowhere close. Right?
No.
He's not on my fucking list.
No. Not even on my fucking radar.
Uh-uh. Nope.
And I think that, like, fucking... You're a special type of person. You really are a special type of person. If you put him in a top 100, like something like that, of like top 100 fucking musicians of all time.
I just think it's like a lot of, like you say, middle-aged women.
Yeah.
It's probably his biggest demographic.
You think it's more women than guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
middle-aged women that are all fucking
sexist.
They wear
bikinis and they're all fucking saggy and fucking celluloid and fucking everything else.
They're all saggy sixes.
Fucking celluloid.
Ripping a fucking butt.
Right. Bad breath.
They love Jimmy Buffett and fucking...
They call everybody honey.
Yeah, they got fucking
face looks like a prune.
They got 3 days off from being a waitress at the fucking diner. They spent the month of their pay to go get drunk and puke at a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Yeah, but see,
he flies away in his jet.
Yeah.
On the other hand, those people are the backbone of America.
That's true.
You know,
they say that. But you know what I say to them? Fuck them too.
And you know, if they want to spend their money to go to a stupid concert with stupid music and be surrounded by stupid fucking people, that's your God given right as a fucking
American. People like they, if someone that age like listens to us, they're going to be like all bummed out.
They're not going to be happy with us. How about this? You go to the concert, you got to get a whole fucking get up, man. You got to outdo the other person. Go, let's see. I got to wear a patch for my fucking eye, a flowered shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to do the whole fucking thing if you're going to show up. You can't show up like normally attired. They all dress up, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
They got the parrot head.
I'm no follower, man. I don't do that shit.
No.
I'm a lone wolf.
I never went to a band and wore their fucking t-shirt
fuck
or anything
that.
Like that. You know?
I'm not going to wear your fucking t-shirt and advertise. You pay me.
All I own now, anyways, is like being man shirts.
That's
like,
right. You fucking
like 40 different ones.
Right.
That really is the lamest move, though, if you wear the fucking the shirt to the concert.
You fucking don't wear any band's fucking clothing.
Yeah, never.
No team, no sports, nothing.
Yeah.
Fucking
just be a man shirts.
That's fine.
And hats. See?
Be a man. Experience.
Hotline. Be a man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
So this week we have someone that's asking for advice on a broad.
Hey, I'm calling because I need some advice from Be A Man himself. Listen, I'm down on my luck right now, okay? I'm not having any luck finding me a good broad right now. The last three have been a disaster. Let me just tell you. The first one, right, this chick got evicted from her apartment for sneaking out in the middle of the night and taking a shit on the roof. Okay, I shit you not, that actually happened. The second one, right, she's white, but she thinks she's a Native American. And, like, she's obsessive about it. When I come to her house, she makes me stand there with my arms spread out, and she, like, fans this incense on me and shit. She gave me a stupid Indian name. Get this. Instead of calling me by my name, she's calling me a stupid name like the gun with no bullets. You know that shit? You believe that shit? And then this last one. The last one that I went out with, she is so stupid. She actually believes that her grandfather invented blowjobs. Now, where do I find me a chick that has some common sense? Guys, please help me out.
I have said this many times. Very simple. Do it the old-fashioned way. Online or at her funeral.
That's right. You know something? This world's so fucking boring. Those three he just portrayed? That sounds like fun to me.
Yeah.
Don't you want some fun, excitement, and adventure?
Yeah.
To some fucking boring broad go, what do you want to watch on TV tonight, honey?
I know. Yeah, I know.
You want grilled cheese? I'd rather have this fucking you want guy's some problem. Broad, like,
okay, this weekend it's my brother's birthday party and fucking fuck that.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
I'm all set.
If my wife crawled out to the fucking little small roof and took a shit, I'd be so fucking thrilled. I go, did you really just do that?
Would you eat it afterwards?
No, that I would not do.
I don't. I know you like hairy assholes.
That I do for some stranger, on a woman only.
Yeah.
Any fecal, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do fecal.
Don't do fecal.
Eat a broad after she showers, be a man.
Well, speaking of fecal, this guy's an exterminator, and he's got a pretty ridiculous story.
So I've been an exterminator for a couple of years now, over here in Jersey. One day, I get a stop in Staten Island, mind you. I pull up to the guy's house, has a beautiful house, kind of like a mansion. I walk up to the door, the guy's a little funny. He prays for the other team. Anyway, I walk inside the house. I tell him, so what issues are you having? Where can we start with the treatment for the ants? Because he had an ant problem. He tells me, it's upstairs. I could take you up there and we could fool around for a little bit. And I look at him, I'm dead serious. And I say, what? And there's this moment of silence between us as I stare angrily into his eyes. And he stares into my eyes, frightened at my expression. I'm this big, tan guy with a lot of tattoos. I got a ponytail. I look like Furio from The Sopranos, but steroided up. Anyway, he buckles and he says, I mean, you want to go upstairs? And I'm like, oh, that's what I thought you said. I thought I heard something else. The whole time, he's being flamboyant as shit with me. And I tell him, listen, I don't play that way, my friend. And he's like, well, I'm going to ask for you next time. And I looked at him and I said, if you ask for me next time, I'm going to break your fucking nose. I never heard from the guy again.
Wow.
Anyway, see ya.
Jesus. The poor guy, he wanted to have him convert to the other team. I mean, what can you do in a situation like that?
I mean, he should be flattered.
Handle it the way he did. I mean, just tell the guy to back off. You know, I mean, you could punch him out and shit, but then you're going to get in trouble. I hope the guy gave him a tip.
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
Imagine you're some fucking queen. You come on to the exterminator. Fucking desperate yeah. prick. That tells me anybody that comes to the house for whatever, he's making moves.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza guy, this guy, that guy. You hey, want to go upstairs? Huh?
Anything that rolls down the pike.
Is that the move? You want to go upstairs?
Yeah, you never know.
I remember an exterminator once we had in fucking Wilmington. It was great. It was a little different than this. Just his whole approach. He was this black dude. He was like Ghostbusters. He fucking saddled up, about to go in the house. Before he put the shield on, he looks at me and goes, we're going to do some fucking damage. Anyway, with the fucking guns blazing. He had such a fucking hard on to take out fucking insects. Oh, we're going to do some fucking damage today. Yeah.
He's like John Goodman in Arachnophobia.
Oh, he was great.
We had the exterminator down the club. You know who I'm talking about, Tonto?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So he get dead boys, get mice on the sticky things. And he's like, get him, and he start torturing him and shit. Does he still go down there?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in years.
He fell out of favor.
Yeah.
Or something he did down there.
Yeah, there was fucking, we had an exterminator here last year. We had squirrels. And the guy that fucking got the last squirrel stomped his fucking head in. And, like, he literally curb stomped him.
The exterminator?
Oh, yeah. He had the fucking squirrel had a glue trap on him, and he was running across, and the dude fucking caught him, and he fucking just death blow stomped on him.
Nice.
Right inside here?
Yep. Right in there, and fucking blood was everywhere. He fucking locked
shit.
It up.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. He's got a mean streak. He doesn't just want to fucking...
Well, you gotta be. If you do that, you're killing shit, so...
Yeah, you don't give a fuck, right?
Well, and then there was another guy that we had right next to where BMN's sitting. There was an issue where squirrels were coming in that little box. And fucking... We hired this guy that fucking was just kind of like a dude that hung around. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm an exterminator. He fucking opened the side of the thing, and the squirrels started coming out. And he had a knife, and he killed fucking six squirrels. He stabbed them all, prison shanking, as they were fucking... And, like, he opened the door, and he's like, I just got six of them! And he's got blood all over his face. He's got blood on the knife. And he's all fucking pumped up and fired up.
Ooh, man.
And fucking, I was like, so how much did we owe you? And he's like, I'm good.
I'll pay you.
I love it. It's just a matter of time before he starts stabbing fucking people.
Yeah, no shit. Horrifying.
You know what I mean? Play it fucking cool when you're stabbing someone. Jesus.
Let's check in with Buddy Dallas. He's got a story about cocaine cock.
Cocaine cock.
What's up, Bia Man? I have a story I thought you would like to hear. I would also like to have your opinion on how I handled the situation. So I had a broad over and we got into some blow. I was piping her for 2 hours and because of the blow I couldn't finish. She eventually had to tap out. She proceeded to ask me if she could do a line off my cock. I of course said yes. And with the residue left over I told her to lick it up. She started to blow me and then before I could even react the bitch threw up all over my dick. She apologized and I responded with the question... You're cleaning that up, right? Needless to say, I have not talked to her since. If a broad throws up on your dick, make her clean it and ghost her. Be a man.
Yeah, 1,000%. Now, on the other hand, years ago, I think I told the story on one of the podcasts, Ripper Carlone's doing the big drinks. And that's what this broad, I got so fucked up, we went into bed, I puked all over the bed.
Nice.
She cleaned it up, put me in the tub, cleaned me off. Then I banged her all night.
Different for a man.
Last time I ever saw her.
Yeah. I mean, a man puking. Yeah. You know, what the fuck? Women doing that? It's not as acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when it's on your penis.
Right.
Yeah.
That's traumatic. There's no coming back from that. You puke on my dick, it's all out.
Yeah, and that must be, like, really kind of, like, fucked up to, like, trust a girl that's, like, making those gargle noises fucking, like, during the blowjob. You might be like, oh, fucking, like, be uncomfortable thinking she's going to puke on your dick again. Like, PTSD.
Ooh, it's worse than the diarrhea on the airplane.
Be a man. Experience!
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was just kind of, I hate island music, like I said a couple times already. That whole thing, I hate happy music. I hate happy people. I hate life. I hate myself.
Well, Jimmy Buffett, what can you say? The guy made fucking billions. That's what it's all about, trying to make some fucking dough. He did it. Was it my cup of tea? God rest his soul and fuck all you parrot heads. What are you going to do now?
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience. Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.